With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Concerned about crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, the president signed executive orders giving himself authority to crack down on crime in D.C.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He announced that his administration is taking over the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying hundreds of National Guard troops. While crime is a problem in the district, like in many U.S. cities, homicide rates here have been falling since 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has extended a trade truce with China for another 90 days, delaying a showdown between the world's two biggest economies. That pause buys time for the two countries to work out some of their differences. Ford says it's going to invest nearly $2 billion to retool a Kentucky plant. It'll be producing electric vehicles. John Scott reports.
The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rival models. Ford CEO Jim Farley unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. The factory will be revamped to manufacture electric vehicles after producing gas-powered vehicles for decades. Ford says the first EV vehicle to roll off the assembly line will be a midsize four-door electric truck that's set to debut in 2027. John Scott reporting.
A Colombian senator and presidential hopeful has died after being shot at a rally 2 months ago. 39-year-old Miguel Uribe was shot three times while giving a speech. He had been in intensive care since then. This is SRN News. So who pays for the United Nations?
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the Associated Press finds many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views and have been associated with pro-life groups. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court. When Mr. Trump disappointed some pro-lifers by saying abortion should be left to the states, his nominees will be in position to protect the unborn. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an end to an old-school internet access.
AOL is finally shutting down its dial-up internet service. It's viewed as perhaps a dinosaur by today's digital standards. Dial-up is still around, but AOL says as of September 30th, they're hanging up on it. AOL, formerly America Online, introduced many households to the World Wide Web when its dial-up service launched decades ago. Eventually, broadband and wireless offerings emerged and rose to dominance, doing away with the quirks of dial-up services. I'm Ed Donahue.
One of baseball's best is in trouble. A Hawaii real estate investor and broker suing Shohei Ohtani. They claim the Dodgers superstar and his agent got them fired from a $240 million luxury housing development that they had brought him in to endorse. More details at srnnews.com.